Is there anything you can do to get some CAPE representation on that panel?
I'm going to go in and make the case with the Speaker of the House that he skew his appointments in the direction of having the Cape and Islands represented, because he has broad discretion in who he appoints. And the second way is, as legislation moves forward, either this session through a sub-budget, we can try to attach language to it to amend the existing legislation and change the composition, or certainly start fresh with filing legislation in January when we reconvene.
What kinds of concerns will the panel address?
So much of what we have been working on in sort of a scattergun approach through the years, it now has a venue through which so much of what our concerns have been can be worked on. The continued real-time air radiological monitoring, that can be worked on through this decommissioning commission. Looking at the emergency planning zone and not allowing it to shrink the way Entergy will make the case and want it to shrink, but instead to grow it so that it includes Barnstable County, what the economic impact is. And lastly, we need to look at the budget impacts, because we certainly don't want the taxpayers of Massachusetts to be left holding the bag for the next 75 or 100 years, paying out of pocket, out of our tax dollars, for the costs associated with this closure.
Vermont lawmakers created a similar panel when Entergy announced that it was going to be closing Yankee nuclear power plant. Do panels like these have any teeth?
Well, the committee will have more teeth than it would if it didn't exist, that's for sure. The reason that it has to be advisory is the regulation of the nuclear power industry in the United States fits squarely with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So the best we can do is, for lack of a better word, is nibble around the edges in order to weigh in on this. And yes, we look to Vermont, and when I say we, let me give Vinnie DiMacedo credit. He was really the mastermind of this. So we are looking at the lessons learned and really just trying to position Massachusetts in the best place that we can be.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Representative Sarah Peake.
Catherine, you're very welcome, and thanks for reaching out to me.